California artist now living in Leavenworth has been selected as artist-in-residence for the Leavenworth Spring Bird Fest. Mel Smothers will show some of his works this weekend at the Miller Fine Arts Gallery and will teach two workshops, one for students on Friday and another for adults on Saturday. Smothers is on a leave of absence from the University of California at Davis, where he teaches and creates art. He's currently renting a studio on Highway 2 next to Sage Mountain Natural Foods and working on three series of paintings. One of them features pairs of birds in flight against multi-layered backgrounds. The series is called Flying Lessons. He says he got the idea from an article in Nature magazine.
And they had this picture of a bird staring at the viewer. The viewer happened to be a guy in an ultralight with a little camera, one of those throwaway jobs, and he turned around and just shot pictures of these birds following him. And I just thought that was the coolest thing to see that, and I wanted to paint it. So I got interested in painting it. And I got a hold of the guy on the internet and told him what I'd like to do. And he said, fine. And that began the thinking of this series, which has been about 5 years that I've been working on it.
In his paintings, Smothers works with many layers of imagery. In the far background, there may be a pattern of large dots overlaid with multicolored squiggles that he says were inspired by his 5-year-old granddaughter's drawing of the solar system. Through fooling around with color theory and different techniques, Smothers figured out how to paint the flying birds over those other layers so they really stand out in a three-dimensional way.
I had my subject, and then I was working with this idea on technique too. And one reason why I want to layer different imagery to make this one subject is I can do it if I'm using multiple layers, which is like 3D, where things are coming out at you rather than sticking them in just flat in the painting. And I saw it on the internet digitally, but I'd never seen anybody paint it. So anyway, I figured out. I just kept working on it, and I'm going, if the computer can do it, I can do it. And I didn't buy any of the software to do that magic eye stuff or anything. I just kept printing it out and working with crayons and pencils until I could make things go into 3D.
In fact, visitors to the Miller Fine Arts Gallery this weekend for Smothers' exhibition will be able to put on 3D glasses to view the paintings. His other series of paintings that combines a bird theme with musical instruments and musicians, called the Noon Concert Series, also shows up better with 3D glasses. Smothers also paints landscapes, including a number of works depicting scenes in the Icicle Valley. All are invited to the artist's reception on Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. The gallery will be open all weekend as well. Also during BirdFest, the public is welcome to an art show in the Obertal Mall featuring bird-themed works by local artists. I'm Chris Rader for Coho News.